on ABC South East, you're with Simon Lauder.
Well, we've heard the Canberra Hospital has announced their isolated patients and carers accommodation in Canberra will be demolished by mid-next year. Tonight at the Bega Civic Centre from 5pm, the ACT Health will be hosting a feedback workshop to understand the needs of regional patients that use that service. Col Mooney is the Executive Director of Infrastructure and Health with ACT Health. Col Mooney, hello.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, just to recap, what is the plan at the moment for that service at Canberra Hospital?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners this morning. We have a major project known as SPIRE, which is Surgical Procedures, Interventional Radiology and Emergency Centre. A bit of a mouthful, but that is the new project that is coming on to the campus over the next number of years. To facilitate that work, we will need to demolish some buildings, and one of them will be the Building 5 building, which basically houses our residential accommodation service.
And is the plan to build that again, or what's the plan for those who need that service in the future?
Well, this is the focus of the sessions that you mentioned there a moment ago. We have a number of sessions, one in Goulburn this morning, Bega later on tonight, Batemans Bay on Wednesday, and then also one in Canberra on Thursday. And our focus is developing solutions to provide the type of service that our residents, primarily in the regions, in this case, require to use the services at the Canberra Hospital.
All right. So for those looking for an answer, Trevor in Turos says he's used the service for 6 weeks when his wife had cancer, and he wants to know if there'll be a new building. Colm, it sounds like that's a question you don't really have an answer for yet.
No, absolutely not. What, as I said, Simon, we're looking at is options as to how best to provide the service. The building that we currently use is quite an old building, dating back to the early 70s. As I said at the outset, it's making way for some significant modernisation of the campus and Canberra Health Services' ability to offer services.
And Colm, there's been an online survey as well. I take it you've probably got a pretty good picture of how much people in the regions appreciate a service like the accommodation there.
Yes, Simon, thanks for mentioning that. So far, we've had over 300 responses, which is terrific. We really want to reach out to the community to understand what their needs are, both of carers and families and indeed the individual consumers. We want to develop options. It's not just one single one size fits all.
And Colm, a couple of sessions, one in Bega tonight, the other in Batemans Bay. Are they the only in our region? Vicky wanting to know if there's one in Cooma.
Not planned at this stage, but certainly we are open to looking at additional sessions. We've had, as I said, almost 300 plus responses to the survey. What we are planning to do with all of this information is to formulate a plan of options and rollout. The buildings are coming down planning to start to come down in mid-2020. So we have to plan for that. And if we need to go out again to check and double check, we will do that for sure. But we do want to have some certainty over the next steps before the end of this year.
Colm, good to talk to you about it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any thanks. Have a great day. Bye.